Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I used to work at Costco a couple of years back. I could tell a lot of stories about strange customers and stuff, but one really sticks out. This happened one night when I was working until 8 p.m. We closed at 8:30, so I would be there until almost closing time. I started much earlier in the day, I think at 12 or 1, so things were pretty busy for most of the time that I was there. Now, when I worked, I would basically stock shelves and keep things in order. The store is so big and there are so many items that I was always kept busy. Within a couple of weeks working there, I knew the entire store inside and out as to where everything was. Customers would often ask me the location of things, and I would always be able to help them. So on this day in particular, I found myself walking down an aisle towards the back center of the store. This aisle had nobody else in it. I think that I was just passing through to get to another aisle where I was going to organize some things out of place. As I was walking down this aisle, though, I noticed a man off the aisle hiding behind a large box. If you've been to Costco, it's basically like a large warehouse. Many products are on pallets and in boxes. Others are above them on tall shelves and only meant to be taken down with a forklift. So theoretically, there are many great hiding places inside of the store. We had a couple of times where kids would go between the aisles and things like that. Of course, we would always have to tell them to stop if their parents didn't make them, or if they didn't on their own. But this was one of the first times that I had ever seen a grown adult over there. The way the man was crouched down and facing the aisle looked like he was clearly trying to hide.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I honestly don't know how I saw him, because it was easy to miss. But when I did see him, at first, I just walked by. I gave him a chance to leave on his own. Then when he didn't, I stopped at the end of the aisle and looked in his direction. I could tell that he was looking at me. Perhaps he was questioning if I really saw him or not. Finally, I spoke, and I asked him what he was doing back there. However, the man did not answer me. Instead, he got up and quickly moved out from behind the large box. Then he made his way back into the aisle and quickly walked away in the opposite direction from me. After that, I went on with what I was doing. I was working in the next aisle over for a while. Then I did a few other things. Probably an hour or two later, I remember that things were now much quieter in the store. I was walking through a different aisle, and when I got to the end of it, I saw the same man. I was surprised that he was still here. I stopped where I was for some reason when I saw him. Now, I was pretty far away from him, but he was standing alone in the aisle. The man then walked to the side of the aisle and went behind some boxes once again. Apparently, he was trying to hide places in our store. I had a bad feeling about his suspicious behavior. I mean, he had been here for well over an hour now, had no items, and was just trying to hide. I decided to go ask him what he was doing again. So I entered the aisle just moments after he had entered his hiding place. I walked right up to it and faced the guy. I couldn't see him at all, but I knew he was back there behind the box. Then, once more, I asked him what he was doing back there, and I said that he wasn't supposed to be there. The man didn't say anything. I told him that I was not trying to be a stickler, but we couldn't just have people hiding around the store. He still didn't respond to me. At that point, I decided to just walk away. I really didn't care that much. I was just curious and wondering who this guy was and why he was hiding. I figured that somebody else would find him soon enough, or maybe he would just leave on his own. Clearly I tried, and he didn't want to respond. So I went on with my work, doing several more tasks until almost 8 o'clock. By that time, I was about to get off of work and just wrapping things up. I was by myself in some random back aisle again. That's when I heard a noise coming from nearby. It seemed like the next aisle over, but like between the shelves. I instantly remembered the man and wondered if that was him. Then, moments later, somebody entered the aisle that I was in, and I looked and saw that it was in fact the same guy. I really couldn't believe that he was still here. He had been inside of the store for at least 3 hours now. The guy just stood at the end of the aisle and sort of faced me, but didn't move or say anything. It was really weird, so I quickly finished what I was doing. Then I walked away out of the aisle to clock out and leave. But when I left that aisle and went to the next one, I heard the man walking after me. I went all the way to the front of the store, and for most of the way he followed. But by the time I made it near the check lanes, the man had stopped following me. Then I clocked out, got my things, and then headed out to my car. I was parked at the back of the large parking lot. Very shortly after making it outside, I heard the footsteps follow me again. I half turned around and looked. The same guy was behind me. I just kept walking to my car. I was really tired of this guy. He was maybe 50 feet or so back. He was a decent ways behind me, but close enough for me to hear him and know that he was following. When I got about halfway to my car, maybe a little more, I suddenly heard the footsteps start to run. I looked and saw the guy sprinting at me with full speed. The only thing I could do was run as well. I instantly began running my absolute fastest. It was possibly the fastest that I had ever run, and I felt like my life depended on it. I took out my keys as I was running, and I soon arrived at my car. I hit the unlock button just before getting there. Then I got inside, slammed the door, and locked it, all in record time. I'm not joking when I tell you the man literally reached my car within a second after the door was locked. He tried opening my driver's door, and then tried the back door. I started the engine and drove away without wasting any time. The man remained standing there in the parking lot. I drove home and called the police on the way, reporting the incident. I also reported it to my boss. After that, I never saw the guy again. I worked at Costco for almost a year after that. His behavior was so suspicious that night. I still don't really know what he was doing there.
Hey everyone, we truly appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel for more upcoming stories and exciting content.
I have a Costco membership, and I go there every couple weeks on average. I always go to the same one that's a little under 10 minutes from my house. My wife and I live in a pretty typical neighborhood. There are many houses on our street, and normally things are pretty calm. Well, one night, I was at home with my wife. We were just hanging out. She was watching a show in the living room, and I was playing video games in the bedroom. I remember that she called my name and told me that she saw somebody in our yard. This was strange because it was dark out and probably like 9 p.m., so I didn't know why anybody would be out in the yard. I got up and walked out to the living room. My wife was standing at the front living room window and looking outside. I went over and looked as well. She said that he was gone now, and I asked what the guy looked like and where he was. My wife said that she really didn't get a good look at him at all. It was very dark in the yard, and I guess that she only saw him for like a split second. Apparently, he went behind a pine tree and then walked out from behind that tree, but then went towards the neighbor's yard. This was definitely suspicious activity. We kept watching for a couple minutes, but didn't see anything more. Then we left the window and went back to what we were doing. Not too long after this, though, it was bedtime. I remember that my wife went into the bedroom, and I was walking through the living room, I think to go to the kitchen. When I did, though, I actually saw the guy in our front yard. This time, he was coming into view from behind a pine tree near the side of the yard. It was a younger-looking man who I did not recognize, but he was wearing a Costco employee vest. Because when he walked a little closer, the lights to our front step gave a little bit better view, and I could clearly see the Costco logo on it. I found this to be extremely odd. The guy did not appear to look in my direction, but he soon took a right and then walked to behind a bush. I went over to the window to look closer. When I looked outside, I did not see him after about a minute or so. But then, he came back into view for just a moment, appearing to now go to the side of our house. I went over to the front door and opened it up. When I did, I heard nothing but crickets, as it was very quiet out. I yelled, asking who was there, but I did not get a response. I waited for a moment, and then went back inside. I went to the bedroom and told my wife that I saw the man again. We both got up and walked down the hallway towards the living room. The kitchen was at the back of the house, past the living room.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When we got into the living room, though, we heard the back door to the house that was in the kitchen start to open, but the door was locked. I knew that it was the same guy. I told my wife to call the police, and then I went over to the back window. I lifted up the blinds and looked, just in time to see him walking away around the side of our house again. I then went to the front and looked out of the window there. I didn't see the guy, though. We waited in the living room for the police. In the meantime, I was checking all the windows, but I never saw the guy. When the police got there, they did a search of our yard, but came up empty. The man most likely cut through a neighbor's backyard, and then got out to the street or something. We gave police details of what happened. There wasn't much that they could do, though. They soon left, and we had to try to go to sleep knowing that a prowler was around. Luckily, though, he never did come back, to my knowledge. The weirdest thing about the whole situation was that he was wearing a Costco vest. Did he just get off of work and decide to prowl around my neighborhood? Or was this supposed to be a kind of disguise? I wondered also if maybe he worked at the Costco my wife and I shopped at. Maybe he had followed us home or something. That seemed a little bit far-fetched, but it's possible. Although the next few times that I went to Costco after that, I kept an eye out for the guy. I looked at the employees, hoping to spot him, but I never did. So if he had worked there, I never noticed him. I still go to that Costco. Luckily, we haven't had any more problems with the mysterious employee. I go shopping at Costco all the time. If anybody doesn't know, Costco is a store with basically everything, but you have to purchase a membership in order to shop there. It has many good deals, and if you go there enough, the membership more than pays for itself with savings. One of the creepiest moments I ever had happened when I went to a Costco. So I went there one time by myself to do some shopping. The Costco that I go to is sort of close to my house in a large shopping area. There are all the stores and restaurants that you would imagine within a couple of miles of each other. Costco is near the center of that. I got there in the evening and parked in the giant parking lot that they have. It's so big that at the back of it, they even have their own gas station. Then I went inside and started shopping. Like most trips to Costco, I got lots of different items. I was in there for probably almost an hour. When I was finally done shopping and started pushing my cart out to my car, I got into the parking lot and made it about 15 feet. My car was visible, but a pretty long ways away. I remember that right after seeing my car and remembering where I had parked, I saw a man walking close to it. I didn't think much of it until I watched the man stop at my car door. Then, after like 5 seconds, he opened the door. I stopped where I was when I saw this. The man then got inside of my vehicle through the driver's door and then closed it behind him. I looked at the car, wondering if I was mistaken. Maybe this wasn't my car. It was certainly the same make, model, and color. It even looked like the same year, but maybe it was just somebody else who happened to drive the same car. But no, I was sure that this was my car. I mean, I remembered parking right there. There were no other cars nearby that even looked like it either. I wasn't sure how the man had gotten in. Did he pick the lock or something? Or had I left it unlocked? I really didn't know. Should I just go up to the car and tell him to get out? I quickly decided against that. If he's willing to break into my car, he could be dangerous. So instead, I turned around and went back towards the Costco building. I stood just outside of the doors and faced my car. I watched to see if the man would get out or something. It appeared, though, that he moved into the back seat of the car. I wasn't sure what he was doing. I called 911, and then I just waited. I watched my car the entire time to see if the man would get out, but he didn't. The police showed up about 10 minutes later. I told them what happened and pointed them to my car. I remember that they then started walking over to it. As the police were approaching my car, they got within maybe 50 feet of it, and then one of the back doors suddenly opened. Then out came the man, and he instantly started sprinting away. When the police saw this, they shouted at him to stop, and they started going after him. But the man was so far ahead that he didn't stop, he just kept on running. He was able to make it out of the Costco parking lot and into one of a nearby business. The police did not stop chasing him though, and soon they were able to catch up with him and he was apprehended. I was able to get to my car and drive home after talking with police a little bit more. Luckily, the man didn't steal anything from my car because I really didn't have anything in it. I don't know what his plan was. It really creeps me out to think about it though. I'm so lucky that I saw him entering my car when I did. If not, I don't know what would have happened. I once worked at a Costco wholesale store for a short period of time. When I worked there, I was a cashier. Now, I was 20 years old at the time and living with my parents during the summer.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I only worked the job for 3 months. One time, though, I was at the register and just checking out members. I remember this one woman came to check out with me. She was a little bit older than me, but I didn't recognize her or anything. I recall that she never seemed to get very many items. Well, this woman started to talk to me a little bit when checking out, and she kept saying things that only I would really know or somebody that I was friends with. Like, she asked me how I liked my college, mentioning the university by name that I attended. I said that I liked it, but then I was thinking, how does she know this? I asked her if she went there too, but she said no. I wasn't wearing anything to represent the university. The woman was not really that friendly either. She would just kind of randomly say these things, breaking the silence as I scanned her items. Another time, she asked me how my Ford Escape was running. Well, that's the car that I drove. I guess that she could have seen me getting out of it to go to work. But that's still really weird. It was like she was purposely saying these things to try to creep me out, or to let me know that she knows things about me. Then, the third time I remember talking to her, she asked me if I liked the movie last night. I had gone to the movies with a friend the previous night. That really creeped me out that she knew. I asked her how she knew that I was at the movies. She didn't really answer me. She just said, "I asked you a question first." I then asked her how she knew all these things about me. But at that point, she just said that she had to go and suddenly walked away. She left before paying for her items or taking them. After she walked out of the store, I was hoping that I would not see her again. I went to a coworker and told her about it. She was as puzzled as I was about this mysterious woman. Well, several nights after this, I saw the woman again. I was at home. It was late at night, but I would often stay up late because it was summertime. My parents had gone to bed already, and I was in the living room. That's when I noticed this car randomly parked out front. When I saw it, I was instantly nervous. The car was parked on the side of the street right in front of our house, which is very unusual because the street is normally really quiet. I looked to the driver's window of the car, but I could barely see. As I continued to watch it, though, it did seem to be a female in the driver's seat. I can't say for certainty that it was the same woman, but I believe that it was. When I had been looking at the car for maybe 2 or 3 minutes, suddenly the lights turned on and the engine seemed to start. Then the car drove away. I think maybe she saw me looking through the window at her. After seeing the car that night, I never saw anything else suspicious. And even more surprising, I never saw the woman again. For the rest of the summer that I worked at Costco, she didn't come in, at least not when I was working. And I'm really glad that she didn't. I still wonder about her, though. How did she know those things about me, and why did she tell them to me? It was very strange. I used to have a Costco membership. When I did, I would try to take advantage of it by shopping there a lot. They do have quite a few good deals on things, especially if you're buying in bulk. They also have really good deals on food in their cafe. I used to get their pizzas all the time, and I loved it. Anyways, one time I walked into the store, but not too long after walking in, I noticed something really strange. There was a man standing way up on a shelf. At Costco, they basically have shelves that go way up to maybe 20 feet in the air. The man was standing on the top shelf and looking around. I found this to be really strange. I wasn't quite sure how the man got up there or what he was doing. There were some food products up on the shelf that he was at. It looked like canned goods, but they were in boxes that were wrapped up in plastic mainly. So after I walked by the guy, I kind of stopped and watched him. I mean, it's not something that you see every day. Well, the guy opened one of the boxes and started taking cans out. Then he began throwing the cans down on the ground. A customer walked by, and he seemingly threw the can at her. Thankfully, he missed, and he hit her shopping cart. Maybe he was trying to make it in the cart, but nevertheless, that was extremely dangerous. The woman noticed and looked up. Then another man walking by noticed the guy and looked up to him as well. The guy asked the man what he was doing up there. The man responded by yelling, "Catch!" very loudly, and firing a can at the guy.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The man was able to dodge it and then yelled at the guy to stop. Before long, employees got involved. Several Costco workers got to the man and were pleading with him to stop and come down. But he just kept tossing cans at them. Most of them he was not throwing hard anymore, but now just lobbing them. It was an unbelievable scene. I moved on with my shopping as there wasn't really much that I could do about it. When I was done about 10 minutes later and came back around, I saw a crowd still around the man. Now there were also police around him as well. He was still up there. By the time I checked out, though, I saw that the police had finally got the man to come down. He was arrested, and I'm guessing banned from Costco after that stunt. I'm glad that nobody got hurt. That was by far the craziest thing that I've ever seen at Costco.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.